Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the BAMF Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty, and with me today is a very special guest, Mr. Cam Banks of Margaret Weiss Productions. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hey, thanks for coming back. Really appreciate it. Cam, as I'm sure anyone listening to this podcast probably knows, is the creative juggernaut, no pun intended, behind Marvel Heroic Roleplaying. And Cam, just wanted to have you back on to kind of do a quick update, you know, wave the flag for Marvel Heroic Roleplaying. And I've got a lot of friends who are playing it right now because I think everybody is. What's coming up next on the horizon for this game?
Well, everyone's been playing the stuff from Breakout and Basic Game, which has been great. But there's a point when you can't just play the same Savage Land scenario over and over again. It gets a little much.
Yeah.
There's been great fan support, people writing up all kinds of things online, which I think is awesome, which is exactly what I was hoping would happen, to tide people over until the next book comes out. And that is going to be Civil War, the event book for Civil War, which I think we have said will be end of May, which I'll be telling people. And wrapping up that and getting it in layout right now so that things are moving along really, really quickly.
Okay, so that's about 5 weeks from now then.
Yep, cross fingers. I mean, we always have to run into this issue of can we get the right print window? I mean, if we miss it by a day, sometimes you have to wait a whole week, you know, that kind of stuff. But we have a very good relationship with Marvel as far as approvals. We have a great relationship with the printing people. So, you know, at the very least, you'll see the PDF in May. Print copies will be winging their way around North America and perhaps elsewhere in the world if all things go well. But we still have the North American restriction on print copies of books, which we're still, you know, trying to configure an international distribution situation for everybody.
I'd forgotten all about that, actually. That's good to know. Any kind of news you can share on that, or is that still kind of under wraps?
Well, I mean, in the production publishing world, I mean, it's still very early days after Basic Game hit. I mean, they move a little slower than we do. One thing I've noticed, and this is an interesting kind of thing I noticed at PAX East, I was there a couple of weeks ago, the video game industry moves at a glacial pace, very slow. I mean, you'll see a game announced, and then 3 years later it will come out.
Yeah.
The book publishing world is faster than that, but not by a whole ton. I think role-playing games are faster than that even most of the time. I know ours certainly have a smaller print and publishing window. And then faster than all of those things is comic books. So we kind of have this interesting thing. We're between comic books and book publishing, and they each have their own expectations, and we have all that kind of stuff to juggle around when we think about things like distribution and product release dates and so on.
Okay, so it's very complicated, I gotcha. Yeah, video games are funny like that. I remember being excited about, Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah.
I think we all know what happened there.
So. And a lot of people, they're looking forward to things, and when they finally come out, they're very disappointed. And I think the shorter time between announcement and a release can sometimes make the build-up of the hype go away, but also can reduce the sadness if it doesn't turn out to be as good as it was hoped.
Yeah, you haven't invested quite as much in it. Well, and I know for RPGs, especially on the PDF scene, it seems like something's hot and everyone's got to have it, and then a year later, oh, what's that? Oh, that's old news.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. I mean, there are some things that are still amazing products which have dropped off all the better selling lists, mainly because people have moved on to whatever's new. But that's okay. I mean, we still get consistent sales of a lot of our older products on PDF to drive through. So I think it's still a pretty good market.
Okay, cool. Now, I got a friend who's been bugging me to ask you about when he's going to see Hulk and Thor.
Yeah, Hulk and Thor, they weren't in the basic game because of reasons related to Breakout, and the characters weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't stop us from considering what-if scenarios. And so what we're going to do is put them out as downloadable content. And that's hopefully should be soon, at least to sort of correspond with the release of this movie that's coming out very shortly that everyone has been talking about.
Yeah, I might have heard of that movie.
Mm-hmm. It has a character like, I think it has Black Widow in it. So,
Indeed.
A lot of people would like to have Hulk and Thor, and I think I've seen, you know, fan versions of each character, although I try not to look at too many fan data files, mainly because I don't want to have that weird thing where someone says that I took their version and published it, you know. But I have seen some, so I know that people have been talking about it and using the game to create those, but a lot of folks just want the official version. So we'll get that out as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, there's definitely a halo effect around the official version of characters like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I know you're a busy guy. You got some stuff going on tonight you mentioned. I don't want to keep you too long. Is there any other news or things we should tease about Marvel before we call it a podcast?
No, I think there are three supplements which we already have started writing for Civil War. And that's the next thing you'll see after the event book comes out of these supplements. And the first of those is the 50-state initiative, which I think a lot of people have been interested in since I dropped it, Howard the Duck will be in it. And that's a draw, if anything. You know, I think most people will want to pick up the book solely for that reason.
Is Squirrel Girl on there, too?
She sure is. She was with the Great Lakes
Avengers. Yeah.
Avengers, yeah.
Damn, Cam, I was just messing with you. But, all right, it's in there. That's cool. Awesome.
Everyone loves Squirrel Girl.
Everyone does love Squirrel Girl. So, all right, man. Well, hey, I really appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Don't want to keep you too long tonight. But, folks, Cam Banks of Margaret Weiss Productions, thanks for showing up. And we will catch you next time on the BAMF podcast.
Cool. Thanks, Mike.